combo.
Okay.
So in that way it's not like, hey. Because yeah. then I feel like the whole episode is like derailed by like, it feels fake.
Okay, yeah.
Like I don't like that. Like I don't necessarily like podcasting because I feel like I'm so unnatural. Like when it's just me talking to the camera, I'm like just talking. It's like stream of consciousness. But then when I have a guest on, if I started out like, hey guys, I'm here with Gabby, then it feels like I'm one of those like Pop like Sugar yeah. like hosts.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch those videos where it's like, you know, like a celebrity not a celebrity hosting, but like one of those like celebrity YouTube video hosts. He's like, hey, we're here and we're talking all about the Jonas
yeah,
Brothers.
They're fucking horrible. Yeah. They're horrible.
Like which Jonas Brothers are the most on the spectrum?
The fact, I don't know, like doing the stream of consciousness shit is really scary to me.
It's scary and it's also like, it's just like hard.
It's really hard. And then you start to feel like when I was doing it for a second, I started feeling like really insane because I was like, who am I even
talking to?
And then it was like, I couldn't tell if I was saying too much.
Yes.
Because, you know, you just like start going and you're like, okay, is this like just a diary at this point? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
It started freaking me out.
Well, that's what I kind of like when I started. I was like, this is going to be a diary. It's mm-hmm. going to be like a weekly diary of what I'm up to, what happened that week, like what's bothering me, like all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I just started doing like guest episodes and then that felt kind of natural. And so now it's just like a mix in between both. But yeah, sometimes I'll like be talking and I'll just like get so in my head where I'm like, wait, why am I talking about
yeah.
this? Like, is this even important? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
But I think what I'm going to start doing is having like my good friend Marguerite or my good friend Hannah like sit in that chair over there and mm-hmm. just like be my audience. So that way I like know if something's funny.
So like would they give you prompt cards or something too?
No.
Okay.
It would just be like, I don't know. Maybe I would like they would have a microphone, like almost like a co-host.
Yeah.
Or like a, yeah. you know, the Andy Richter to my Conan.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
How long did you do your podcast
like
for?
5 or 6 episodes. And then I don't know. Like one of them was bad because I was having a terrible day. My friend was mad at me and all I did was talk about my friend being mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like, I go back and I listen and I'm like, I don't know how to like regulate what I talk about. So it was
did you take them all down or are they still up?
I don't think they're up anymore. I looked for them, but I wasn't in charge of it.
Oh.
The producer was.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked for them the other day because I wanted to see like what kind of embarrassing things yeah. I said and they weren't there.
It's like going back and listening to sets and you're just like,
that's so, I know.
So today I went to Wee Spa this morning.
Oh, I love Wee Spa.
I love Wee Spa.
So
oh my God. Do you get services when you're there?
No, I've never done it. Are they good? I've never
that's
fucking
like,
done that. I should
that's
do
like
it.
The only reason to go.
Really?
Because I get so impatient. Like I can't sit in a sauna, I can't sit in a steam room for more than like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I get so like, I'm like, what am I fucking doing
mm-hmm,
in here?
Mm-hmm,
I go crazy. Mm-hmm. And so like I get so bored by like the steam rooms and the saunas, so whenever I go I get a body scrub. Like that's the only reason why I go. And they just like peel, like they rub with this really rough cloth all over your body and you just look to your side and you see all of your skin laying on the table.
Yeah.
It's so, and you're like, oh, they probably like avoid, you know, your crotch or your ass or your tits. No.
No, they don't.
I was getting like a full rub down on my mm-hmm. titas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very not sexual either. It's just.
I mean, I won't say it's not.
I did it once in France and it was so,
okay.
It was so fucking intense. And they started, I have a lot of pubic hair and they were roasting my pubic hair. The woman was like, this is too much. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. No, my lady didn't say a word.
She didn't say a word.
She kept her mouth shut, which I appreciate. I'm like, I don't want to feel bad here.
Yeah. They really derailed my self-confidence.
Yeah. It hurt. Do you get waxed?
No, never. Oh, do you?
Always.
Do you do the full thing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it.
Why?
I don't want a bald pussy.
Oh.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, I go full bald.
Full.
Yeah, I go full bald. Yeah, yeah. But, I don't know. You know what? I kind of like it. Like, I like
really?
It. Yeah, I like the... I just
raw.
you know how old people really like going to the doctor? They're always are like bragging about their doctor's appointments. Like I feel like old people are always like, I'm going to the osteoporosis doctor on Wednesday and then
so
I'm going
funny.
To the dentist. Like it's so exciting for them. That's like
they
their Coachella.
It.
They're like, weekend 2 coming up, chemo. It's like, why are you excited about cancer? They're like, can't wait to see the doctor. He's so cute and handsome.
That's what they do. They love that and they love going to like the lunches in their like old people homes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, when my grandfather was in a home home, it was all he talked about was like the salmon. Did an eyelash just fall? Did one fall?
Oh, we have a fallen lash.
We have a fallen lash. I felt it coming.
Oh, make a wish.
So high maintenance. Oh, that's a real one.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I like getting it done. Like, I like the girl that I go to, but I go to European Wax Center, and the bitches there always quit. Like, it is not a, it's like McDonald's for waxing. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I feel like everyone who works there always, like, quits. But this, but I've been going to this one girl, but they, I don't know. I think it's just, like, not, like...
It's a gnarly job.
It's like a chain. It's a chain waxing place. It's like McDonald's for waxing. It's like they're everywhere.
Do you just do your pussy or do you do like your asshole?
Oh, I get the b-hole. Yeah, yeah.
You get your b-hole?
Oh, yeah. I would that's get my the best part. That's the best part. It's nice. But I just, I hate shaving. Shaving just takes so much time. And I do like, I like the touch of another person.
Okay.
I feel like it validates my existence. Okay. I feel like I'm alive.
Okay, yeah.
It just makes me realize like you're alive.
Somebody's here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're and I like that I just go about my day after as if I wasn't just getting my vagina scalded, waxed.
Like your own, it's a secret. It's like
it's like a sadomasochistic thing. I'm like, punish me. Sometimes,
yeah,
sometimes. But they always roast me. They're like, you have ingrown hairs. Like, why aren't you using why aren't you using the products? And I'm like, because I don't want to. They add character. It's who I am.
Okay, can I ask a question? I don't know if this is inappropriate. About pussy lips.
Oh.
Do you edit things out if it's...
Yeah, we rarely edit. Okay, cool. I can always just not answer.
You could not answer. Okay, because for me, I have my pussy lips come out a little bit. And that's why I would be afraid of getting... Because I'm like, I don't want them to like...
No, but that's why I like it. Because they just... They
I don't know if you have an innie or an outie, but...
I have a mixture. It's not like it's protruding where they have to like push that. Like they have to like take tongs, like salad tongs and move them to the side. But it's not like the dolphin lips, like a little...
I'm not like tucked, not like a baby tucked
They're
in.
Saying hi. They're doing saying a hi. Cheeky little hello. Yeah. Like, hey, they're flirting. They're very flirting. Coy. They're like, what's up? What's going on out there? Mm-hmm. You guys having fun? Should but they're not like, in? Where is Allie? Just like out, like petitioning at the Women's March.
Okay, yeah. That's so funny.
They're definitely more that's of like so a funny. Twitter presence than like a March at the Rally presence. Okay. That's how I would describe them.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but I think that's also why I like to go to Wii Spa is because sometimes I can get like so, not insecure, but like I guess like more self-conscious about my body where... Like, I don't have, like, a terrible self-image, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, I have stretch marks on the side of my legs, or, like, I have so much like, I have a happy trail.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of, like, a sad trail.
Okay.
It doesn't make me happy.
Do you wax that, too?
Sometimes I'll wax it, yeah. Like, I shave mine now. Well, yeah. So then I was like, I used to be so judgmental of people who shave theirs. My sisters told me when I was younger, they were like, that's gross to like shave it.
Oh, got you
but
in your
it's
head.
Like, it's so much easier.
Yeah. I pluck it. Well, now I pluck it because I have like six solid black hairs. That
I have a whole family.
You have a whole family.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll shave it, but sometimes I'll get it waxed if I just happen to be there and it's fully grown.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, but I like Wii Spa because you get to see so many different shapes and sizes and people there that it makes you feel like, oh, we're all just people. We all have weird bodies.
Yeah.
But the ladies at Wii Spa, when they do the body scrub,
are they topless? Like, do they do it naked?
No, they wear like sexy black lingerie. Yummy. It's really cute. Yummy, cute. They look so adorable.
Oh.
They're so cute. But then they're just like scrubbing my cooch. I'm like, I didn't know I had dead skin on there. And they're just like going at it. I'm like, oh my God. Just
digging it
out.
Like,
am I going to reach climax?
You might.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't, but.
I never do.
Yeah.
Never do.
But you're like you're a vibrator princess.
I am a vibrator princess.
All your Instagram stories are you and your vibrator
princess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like it? I don't like vibrators.
Do you not use a vibrator?
No.
Do you really not?
I've bought two. And both of them, it felt like I was like, oh, look at me playing with this vibe. Like, it feels very unnatural.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm like playing this little game. I'm like, oh.
So you don't masturbate?
No, I do.
But just not with the vibrator.
No, because it feels like, you know, have you ever been on like a motorcycle or like a bird scooter for too long and your hand starts to vibrate and like itch?
Yeah.
That's what the vibrator does. My hand gets itchy.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on this weird journey.
Wait, and how do you masturbate?
With just my hands? Yeah. The old-fashioned way.
No thanks. Not with these things.
I call it the Amish masturbation. See, but whenever I had acrylics, that never
I guess, like, it doesn't really get in the way that much.
You just like, but it's the same. Like, you know how you text with acrylics and then you get your acrylics off and it, like, you text differently. That's the same with masturbating. It's, with
a different, it's a whole different thing. Angle. Different angle. Different. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. This energy drink, I'm like shaking. I feel like a chihuahua.
What is that thing?
I don't know. It's called Rain.
Did Trevor did he bring it?
No, I brought them for Trevor because I know that he's like all about the bang.
That's funny.
Or
is he actually, or is it like?
No, I think it's more just for the vids.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's bring in Rain.
No, I kind of want one.
Do you
want
to sip?
Kind of. Do you really? Do I need a fucking Red Bull?
I don't know. Why not?
Why not? You know what? Yeah, I'll take one. Thank you.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. I'm going to go home and take a shower and wash my face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, what are you doing?
I love that that's like planned. Like, washing your face for women is like a whole activity.
It's a whole fucking thing. Now I have to wash around these fucking eyelashes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a whole activity.
Yeah. Oh, I want to.
Yes.
We have a sugar-free Red Bull. You have to get on my level because I'm freaking out right now.
I love it.
I
am an energy queen.
I am a single queen. Have you seen that video?
No.
What is it? Okay, so I've been doing this on a lot of... Okay, I need to find it.
I've never used TikTok.
You're not on TikTok, but you're familiar with it.
I am. Are you on it?
Oh, yeah. One of my videos got 15,000 likes. I think it's actually 16 now. But there's this one girl on TikTok who I love. And she is just so honest and earnest.
Should I fucking download it? I would feel like such...
You should, because it's really fun when you're like done with Instagram and Twitter and you're like trying to fill the void with something else.
Another void when you've already TikTok's checked it over and over again.
Okay, so this is the best. Here we go. Let me just pull this the void.
That's it. You just close the apps and go back and forth.
You know the fucking vibes? Fuck men these days, fuck them all. They will hurt everyone's feelings and fuck them all. Don't forget to call me Shoddy or Shorty or whatever you want. You can call me by my middle name. My middle name is Vanessa, so you can call me by my middle name if you want to. Or you can call me Shoddy or Shorty or whatever you want, okay? That's the fucking Gucci Gang shit and that's the fucking period shit. You know the fucking vibes.
I love her.
Some fucking dumb shit.
I know.
They're
so
just like
good.
Instagram stories.
Yeah. She made a video and she was like, I'm sorry that I said the N-word.
Did she say the N-word?
I guess so. I guess she was like live streaming and she said it. She was like, that was from a long time ago. I'm a different person now. And it was from like a week ago. She was like,
week,
I've
yeah.
changed. And then she recently came out as
so
bisexual.
Fucking dangerous, dude.
I know. It's scary.
It's scary.
Need to stop.
I know. It's scary. That's why I had to stop podcasting because I was like,
Didn't you take a break from it for like a week or something? Or maybe like a day?
I think I took like recently?
No, I think this was a while ago on Instagram. You were like off of it.
I was off for like maybe a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to get back on.
That's crazy that you were able to do it for a week though.
That's so long.
I always worry. I'm like, how would people know that I'm still alive?
I know. Dude, I wasn't on it like last week for a couple of days, like 3 days. My friend wrote me and she's like, are you
okay?
Yeah. She's like, did you block me? And I was like, no. And she was like, why aren't you? You're not.
Whoa.
I don't know what's going on. And I was like, I haven't been online.
Does your mom follow you on Instagram?
I have her blocked.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I cannot. Well, because I keep getting tattoos and then. She gets mad and I gotta keep her blocked.
Yeah, my mom is an avid follower of mine.
Is she really?
Oh yeah, she replies to everything.
Does she reply to your stories?
Oh my god, all of them.
Oh, it's
I'll
so
show
weird.
You.
Why do they fucking... My mom was for a little while and I was like, I have to block you. We cannot be friends on here. We're not friends. You're my mom.
She reacts to everything.
No, she does. She reacts.
She loves it. And she started following like some of my friends she'll react to all of theirs and she'll be like, I'm like, Mecki Leaper will post something like,
he's
oh,
so funny.
Headlining the whatever. And then my mom's like, I'm so proud of you.
Stop. She just sends you the heart emojis and oh, it's so,
yeah,
what a
sweet.
Fucking mom.
I know. She's such a mom.
That's such a
she
mom
loves
move.
It. And she'll call me and she'll be like, what was that thing you posted? Were you serious? Because I'll be like, just bombed my last set of 2020 and of 2019. And she was like, is everything okay? Like, why did you think it was bad? It's sweet.
It is sweet. I get mad though when my mom does it. I'm like, you don't get it. And then she'll call me and she'll be like, I'm getting all of these messages. And she'll be on Facebook and she doesn't understand that Facebook, like anytime that you post something, it shows up
Like, yeah, my mom thinks that those are private messages.
My mom thinks everything is a private message. And she'll be like, why is Kathy telling me that she's at the mall? And I'm like, she's not telling you that she's at the mall.
It's not all about you.
It's not all about you.
It's the timeline.
She thinks that it is. She doesn't get it. I try to explain it. And then I get frustrated because she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And she's like, please don't get mad at me. And I'm like, well, you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
You gotta figure it out.
Learn or
get the fuck off the internet.
Yeah, go viral or get off. Mom, you better go viral. Why did you stop? Because I remember when I first, I think, met you or first knew you, you would make videos with your mom or doing like impressions of your mom, and it was so funny. And you don't do it anymore.
I don't do it anymore. And you want to know why?
Why?
Serious reason
your
why?
Your mom hates it.
No, she loved it.
Oh, really?
The reason why was because my ex husband was my
cameraman. I love
that
you have an ex husband.
You know. He's
I love that about you.
Still legal husband, but ex, you know.
Yeah.
But he was my cameraman. And so then when we broke up, I was like, I don't have anybody that I can force into. Because he, like, we would just sit around the house and I'd be like, okay, I need you to, like, shoot these videos. Yeah. And
he Is that why he's your ex? He was like, I'm sick of making videos for you.
He fucking hated it.
I want to start a family.
Oh, what,
and you're like,
family.
Hold on, that's funny. That's funny. wait, film that.
That was why it ended, because he was my fucking cameraman. And I can't make my friends do it. Nobody wants to do it.
I love that you locked down a British first husband too.
I know,
so iconic.
And so iconic. He's so good.
And he's such like a little like One Direction pretty boy.
He is. Ugh, I know.
I love him.
I know. He's
how would you feel if I got with him?
Honestly, I'd be proud.
You think so?
Yeah, you could get with him.
He has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
Checked his Instagram. I did check his Instagram recently. He followed me back.
Did he?
He did.
Oh, good. He does like is a ghost on it where he acts like he's not really on it, but he
but
watches
you know
everything.
He is. Yeah.
He watches everything, but he doesn't
so
really
cool.
post.
I love British guys.
So cool.
Do you think you would ever get with a British guy again, or do you
absolutely.
Think? Oh, you would.
I love British guys.
Yeah,
they're so fucking.
So
they're so much better than American.
They're
guys.
So charming.
So charming and yummy.
Yeah, but then I think once you, there comes a point I've realized like the accent really like distracts you from the like they could be like a degenerate who just like plays video games and sits at home
they
alone, but they have the accent. You're like. That's so charming.
I know. It's so true.
You're so good at your video games.
It's so true.
And it's like they haven't showered in a week and you're like, ugh, you're so British.
Let me stay up for one more hour and play the games. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Do you watch Love Island?
Yeah, I do.
I don't watch it.
Oh, you don't?
No, but
okay.
I feel like I get it. I just felt like you would watch it.
I do watch it.
Yeah, I'm like trying. Sometimes
it's
sometimes,
fucking good.
Sometimes I really nail a British accent, and then sometimes I say it out loud, and I go, "What did I think? Have I ever heard a British person talk?"
Wait, do one. Say anything.
You start. You started off. Pretend we're on Love Island.
Should I be English or am I
you're,
American?
You're English.
I'm English.
I hope I do this. I'm really fucked up on energy drink right now. And I think like anything I say is just going to sound really crazy.
So are we having like just like a casual, like we're on
we're
the
like, we're like sitting out by the pool. We're talking about some guys that we've hooked up with in the house.
Why am I nervous now? No,
I'm nervous. I've been sweating all day.
I have stage fright. Oh God, now I don't know what to say. So we're just flirting. We're talking about guys that we're flirting
with. Yeah.
So I'd really like to hook up with him later. I think he's super hot. What do you think
he's
about
sarf.
Him?
No, why did I do an Australian?
I know, you said sarf.
He's sarf it. No, that was Australian. That was very... Okay, hold
fit,
on.
Fit is very English. It's so English.
He's so fit. No, it's so bad.
No, that wasn't that bad.
Oh my God, I'm
sweating.
But also,
who am I? I'm not fucking English, so...
Let's call your ex-husband.
Yeah, let's call him up.
Let's take a class.
Should we call him?
Could
no.
we? No,
oh,
we can't.
No.
I have to play it cool.
I know.
I have to play it cool. I want to be.
You
I want to be
get
your sister
him.
Wife.
Oh my God, you could be my sister
That'd
wife.
That'd be so cute. But you guys, like, I'm not gonna get with him if you guys are legally divorced, because I think it's more exciting
to
if,
do it while we're together.
Yeah, because then it's like technically we're in a threesome.
Yeah,
that's how it feels to
that's
me.
That's okay. That would be fine.
Yeah. How did we meet? When did we
I
meet?
I honestly don't fucking
I don't
know.
Remember.
When did we meet?
I don't know.
Usually I remember when I first meet people.
I know,
that's
me too.
That's a lie. Actually, I don't remember anything. I don't
sometimes
know why
I remember. A lot of people, I don't know if you have something similar, but a lot of people will be like, you were like the first person who was nice to me at an open mic when I first moved here, which...
Nobody's ever said that to me.
I think
nobody's
I have this
ever
thing.
Said that to me.
I do the same thing with dudes where like... if there's like... If a guy has just moved to LA and is like... new to comedy, I'll be like, oh my God, we should get lunch sometime. Like, I have this thing where I want to like show, like I want to be like a teacher.
That's so nice.
But it's very
short
lived. I don't know. I think it's like it must be something. I think, oh, you know what it is? I'm the youngest sibling, and so I've never been the one to like show someone things. Like I always had my older sisters be like my guiding force, and I think I've always wanted to have either like a younger sibling or something. So I think when people are like new to LA, I want to be like, let me show you. Like I want to be like the older sibling.
That's so nice.
Maybe, yeah.
That's so nice. I would never.
Or do people say like, oh, when I first met you, I was like really intimidated.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to you. You seem like a bitch. And I'm.
Yeah. People always say that to me too. It's either like you were like the first person who was nice to me out here, or like I was so scared you were a bitch.
Yeah. I always get the bitch, or like I was intimidated by you. And I'm like, I just don't know how to talk to people. I get so afraid.
Yeah.
One of my worst, what I hate is giving people rides. I will use any excuse to get out of giving someone a ride.
Why?
I hate it.
I always offer and then they always take it up and then I regret it immediately. I'm like, oh, now we have to like talk about things or like play a certain song.
Right. And you can't just like listen to the same song that you want to listen to over and over and over again. That's all I want to do. I want to listen to one song 100 times.
Post Malone.
That's it.
Or Ozuna.
Ozuna or Ariana Grande. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bieber.
Or Bad Bunny. And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
You're like, only Ariana Grande, that's it. Or Post Malone, that's it.
Selena
or
Gomez, that's
Ozuna,
it.
That's it. I want to see, there's some questions for you. Most of them were about Post Malone.
Oh, God.
I still love that you finally met him.
Finally found him, I know.
And then you just did the dumbest face. acted like you guys were like best friends, and you're just like, that, me and Post, the
whatever.
What's his name, Austin?
Austin Richard Post.
Do you think Anthony looks like Post Malone?
A little bit. Anthony's really cute. He's very cute.
Now he's going to like fall in love with you. I don't need that drama on my podcast.
He needs to
focus on me.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
Because some people think he looks like Post Malone and I do not see it.
I can see it.
I mean, I kind of get it.
I can see it. Is it?
Wow.
He's very much my type. He is my type.
He's like, call me Post.
Did you really?
He's your type?
He is my type.
But I feel like you like little baby boys. Anthony's like a big strong.
Well, that's what I like.
Big strong
but
man.
But I just go for what I don't like because I know you know.
You like to sabotage yourself.
I love it. We love a saboteur.
We love to sabotage myself. Oh. I was talking to this guy that I was dating and we were talking about feeling. He was like, no, I just like, I feel crazy. Well, this isn't going to be funny because it was like very situational, but it was like, I call the shots in here. I say I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Anyway, I shouldn't have said that.
Wait, he said that about himself?
No, I was saying that because he was like, I thought I felt crazy in that moment. And I was like making fun of him. I was like, I call the shots in here. I say I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
Okay.
It was funny in the moment. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. But it was like just a funny.
Okay. Yeah,
fuck. I'm so bad at this. God. Can we just restart your podcast?
No, absolutely not.
This will be the first episode of it.
Of my, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good idea.
Is Gabby still wet from being in Mr. Post's presence?
No. Yeah, I guess. It's worn off.
Yeah.
It's worn off. I know somebody that's fucking him. So, and then like that's made it like less magical for me. I know. It's like when you get
that
too close.
It ruins the illusion.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Once you like know that someone's just like doing normal people shit, you're like, no, you're supposed to be like a god.
Right. I know.
You're not supposed to fuck these fucking. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we gotta.
Would I know the person that they're fucking?
You might.
Mm.
You might.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because one time I have a Post story that I shared with you as soon as it happened. I was in.
Oh my God. Yeah, you did. You saw my Melrose.
Yeah, I was. Because I used to work at this chicken wings place by this store called Round Two. And I was sitting in there after work one day. And he just walked in. Mm. And I texted you immediately. And you're like, where are you?
I almost dropped everything.
But he was with his girl at the time.
Yeah.
But now it's a new girl.
There's a few.
Oh.
He's like, fuck. Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
I've got some tea.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've got the celeb tea.
Me and Gabby love to spill the tea.
We love hot celebrity tea,
so,
too.
Yeah, we love the celeb tea.
I love celeb
tea. It's so fucked up how consumed I get in celebrity culture.
Oh, it's so fucking stupid.
It's so stupid and it's so meaningless, but it's just such a good distraction.
I can't learn a goddamn new thing. Like this morning about like the World War III stuff. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
My friend was like, oh,
and I'm like,
an
I don't care. What's Kim Kardashian doing about it?
But Justin Bieber just released a new song. Yeah. Hold on.
I'm like, once Post Malone gets involved in the World War III shit, then I'll get
attention.
Involved. Yeah, yeah.
Iran, I don't, whatever, you know. airstrikes. Yeah. It's
what does it
what
mean?
Can we
it's
do?
Big words.
Big words. Big I don't words. Know. I'm still working at my same job. It doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
Who's calling me? It's my dad. My dad calls me so many fucking
does
times.
Does he really?
My dad calls
what does
me?
He call about?
Nothing. He doesn't
he
call
just
me.
He wants to chat.
He just wants to chat. And I'm like, you've called me 16 times in a row. And he's like, oh, I did.
He. We both have something in common. We both have very horny fathers.
Oh, God.
It's
well,
so disgusting.
All?
They're all horny.
He's call- oh, that's not him.
But ours are like publicly horny.
And they it's so bad. Does your dad do the shit on social media, too?
He no, but he's made a couple mistakes. I don't know if I want to share this.
Okay,
but I kind of want to share it.
Okay.
Do I want to share it? Yeah, whatever. My dad checked in. My dad checks in on Facebook a lot. So he'll be like at a pho restaurant in Long Beach. He'll be like at a cigar lounge in Arizona. So he's always checking in. One time, I think there might have been like some Groupon deal or Yelp deal, but he checked into a hotel in Long Beach. That's where he lives. There's no reason to be checking into a hotel unless you're doing some dirty shit.
And he fucking posted it.
And he checked in and me and my sisters commented like, what? Do you want to delete this?
I cannot.
Yeah. Oh,
did
yeah.
Did he know he was doing it?
I don't think so.
How do they not know?
I don't know. I think the same way that your mom thinks that people's statuses are direct
you're right.
messages.
You're right. My dad will do that too, where like I've caught him doing that with women, where he'll post like on their walls something that was clearly meant for like
oh, no.
a message.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Oh my God. And he posts like pictures of girls. Like,
oh, yeah. Relentlessly post pictures
yeah,
of women
yeah.
with like titty, like young women.
Like how MAGA guys will post like Trump memes. Your dad just posts like girls
that.
In bikinis
yeah.
and Trump memes.
And Trump memes.
Get you a man who can do both.
Get you a man who can do both.
He's versatile.
He is. God, if there's one thing he loves, it's women with big tits and Trump. Yeah. Daddy.
If Trump had big tits, your dad would be creaming right now.
Knee for politics.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you grow such thick skin?
I didn't.
I know I'm so sensitive. Yes,
I'm so sensitive.
I'm so sensitive.
Very tender. I ruminate.
I think people think comics are like these tough, like you know, warriors. It's like they don't care about anything.
Yeah.
And especially, I think,
I
like
give such a fuck.
I think pretty much all comics care to a certain extent. Maybe some comics care more than others, but I think it's such a personal mm-hmm. career that everything feels personal.
Everything feels personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have a bad set and I'll be like, I was in Texas on New Year's doing shows and I felt so badly about my sets that I was like, I
really?
Should work at the airport.
Yeah.
I was like, airport would be fun. That would be a cool job.
Why not?
Get to check people's bags and stuff.
So
see
cool.
what they're hiding in there. Yeah. I'm like, that's a fun. And you get to like wear a sexy little uniform.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. So I take everything very personally.
I do too. And I still like haven't wrapped my head. Like I still don't think that I'm good at comedy. So I like suffer from that a lot where I'm like this. What am I fucking doing here?
Oh yeah. Constantly. I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, yeah. I bombed really badly not really badly, but I bombed at a La Jolla Comedy Store like 3 weeks ago and it fucked me up. Thank God the next night I had a great set, but like it was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I like it did one of those things where like after the show, I waited in the green room for everybody
oh,
to leave because
yeah.
I was like, I don't want
that's how
anyone.
I, yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate when the other comics in the green room are like, oh, that was great. And I'm like, you shut the fuck up
you
right
know
now.
It fucking
yeah.
wasn't.
Don't tell me that because that
you
makes it hurt more.
Yeah.
I'm like, just
oh,
tell me
set.
Like, meh, yeah,
yeah,
that was rough. Because I'm like, because then I can talk to you about it and have like a real conversation about why it sucked.
Oh, fuck.
Instead of having to be like, oh, that was bad. And everyone's like, no, it's great.
No, don't tell me that.
Don't tell me that. But I also feel like sometimes I'll be on waves where I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you have to like have a bad set. Everyone has a bad set. Like I'm good at this.
Yeah.
I know I'm good. That's why I've gotten as far as I am because I'm good at this. And like,
yeah,
I'm not, what's the word? Fuck. I'm so slow.
I'm so stupid.
What makes me think that I'm like, what makes me
like
think
imposter
that
syndrome?
I'm, no. What makes me think that I am going to have great sets all the time?
Yeah.
Like I have to have weird sets. Like that's how I'm going to learn and
yeah.
grow.
Yeah.
And it's such a roller coaster, but I think I do my best when I'm confident, but it's comedy. So it's mental in it. There
it's
it
mental
is.
In it.
It's mental in it.
In it.
And it's mental in some fuck. Sometimes I'm just not in the right mind. No. Okay, I can't do it.
Fucking
it's so mental, and it's hard to like get into that mindset before a show, because I know that I do better when I'm confident, but it's like, if you bomb the night before, then it's like, what makes me think that this night's gonna be different?
The worst, I don't know if this happens to you, but the worst is when I go up and I think I feel really good and I'm like, I fucking got this, and then I don't.
Yeah, and you're like,
and oh god, it's so, that's how I was at the La Jolla store a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, I fucking got this, like I want to crush, because it was a great room.
Yeah,
and then as soon as I got up there, I was like, nope.
I think it's so much about the opening.
Yeah, it is,
because I noticed that like if I feel comfortable in the first 30 seconds, then the rest of it is great, but if I say something weird in the first 30 seconds, then I'm just like, all of it's downhill.
And I don't know how to like save myself yet. Like I get so in my head, like I take it so, again, personally, when I feel like the crowd is like backing away from me, I'm like, oh okay, then I'm fucking up, and I get like so in my head, and then I just start eating, I start spiraling.
Yeah,
like it's, people like watch me have mental breakdowns on stage, because
I've seen it.
Have you seen
absolutely
me have one?
Yeah I love it.
I have them a lot.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I was listening to...
It's so embarrassing, and I'm like, we have to get it together.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Because I think, like, before I started stand-up, when I used to, like, go to the Laugh Factory a bunch and watch comics, I think, like, the first 30 seconds, like, it's so important to feel... to either, like, pretend to be, like, super comfortable with yourself on stage and, like, take it at whatever pace is the most natural to you, because then the audience, even if it's something weird, like if you're super manic and high energy,
yeah,
if that's what's comfortable to you, then the audience is gonna feel that. But sometimes I go up there and I'm like doing an impression of what I think a comedian does, and then it's not comfortable to me, and then they can read that and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I have no fucking clue.
Totally.
But yeah, I need to figure out a way to like reset that.
I know,
when I'm like going downhill.
Do you feel like you have mental breakdowns on stage still?
Internally, but I think...
You're better at hiding it?
Yeah, but that's only because I'm doing like 10, 15, 20 minute sets. I think when I start headlining and doing like 45 minute sets, if it starts to go bad in that amount of time, I don't know how I'm going to like pull through for the next part of it.
I don't know how to do it.
Do you... I'm just going on to the next question.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy getting DMs from fans? Mmm, yummy. Do that into the mic next time. Don't shy away, baby girl.
I do. Of course I do. They're so nice. I don't open all of them, because like once you start opening too many of them, they start thinking that like there's a line of communication.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I'll read them, but I don't accept them unless they're like nice.
Really, really nice.
Because you know what happens, and it's fucked up, because I want to be able to respond to people's messages.
Yeah.
But it's the like 5% of fuckos who say nasty shit and ruin it, because it's like, I don't want to take that chance, because people get so inappropriate so quickly.
I don't know if this has happened to you, but like I will have people message me really nice things, and then I'll be like, thank you so much, I'll respond, and then they start like messaging me too much
to
and
all
then
of them,
and then if I don't respond, they start getting angry, and I'm
like, why aren't you messaging me?
Right. And they get upset at me, and I'm like, this is not, I'm trying to live my life. I thank you for acknowledging, you know, saying something nice at first, but like, we're not.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I have a hard time balancing, like if I should tell them why I'm not responding and being like, hey, sorry, I'm really busy. And like, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you, but I can't stay active on that.
I've got conversation too many things going on.
So then what happens is sometimes like, they'll end up just being rude, and I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to block you.
Yeah. Do you block people a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I block a lot because people just say, like, really inappropriate stuff. There was this one dude that I just had to block, because it started out where he was, like, he had messaged me a long time ago. Like, a long time ago, being like, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah. And a while ago, I would respond to all of them and just be like, thanks so much. And then he would respond to everything. And then he started, oh, I think I screenshotted it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I love
yes. These. And I saw that in his profile, of course, he has two daughters.
Oh, no.
They always do.
Oh, no.
They always do. He said...
get a grip.
He started out with something nice. Like, oh, Sam Tripoli said nice things about you on his podcast, in case you didn't hear or care, LOL. And so I liked that, because we had already had... I had already opened his message from a long time ago. So I just hearted it, you know, acknowledging the message.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Oh, I met you at the Comedy Store a few months ago and you came outside and smoked with me. Thanks. I should have asked you to dinner. Would you have? Do you think I'm handsome? I think you're so good looking. Especially when you actually try. I think you're so good looking. Especially when you actually try." How fucking rude.
What? Are you out of your fucking mind?
And then
mind?
Here are his beautiful daughters, 7th grade and 1st grade. Precious.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
That's so gross.
What does he think? What do you suppose?
Yeah.
What fucking goes on in guys' heads when they say shit like this?
Like, if he had just left it and I should have asked you to dinner, I'd be like...
Would have been fine.
Yeah.
Would have been fine.
But then to say like, oh, you're so attractive, especially when you try. It's like, it's not coming off the way you think it is, buddy.
It's really not. It's so not.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so fucking angry. This yeah. kind of stuff makes, I'm like, right when I like start to think that like guys are cool, I'm like, okay, they get it. And then some shit like that happens. I'm like, oh, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so fucking disconnected.
Yeah. So I'm,
this is the case with so many fucking
yeah,
guys.
Blocked.
God damn, that's so bad.
Do you reply to mean comments on your Instagram?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
I rarely do because what I love is that sometimes people will respond for me. Like other people in the
yeah,
comments will be
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 I get that.
Or I'll like, if yeah. so, like sometimes people will comment that. Something gross and I'll just respond you.
Yeah.
And then everyone else will be like, nice try, but like, yeah. good job.
Yeah. 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 It is funny when you see people getting, that happens in my like comments a lot. People start getting in fights.
Yeah.
And I like, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's juicy.
It's so juicy. It's juicy. They fight over me. I'm like, yeah. please keep it coming.
And you're the celebrity drama that we love.
Celebrity drama. Ugh. I get really fucking mean comments, especially like on Laugh Factory. When Laugh Factory posts my sets.
Oh, yeah.
Oof, the haters come.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Comedy videos.
It's so bad.
It's rough.
Somebody, I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and somebody commented on it the other day saying, I hate her manly voice and her like manly attitude or something.
You should have been like, if you hate that, you should check out Ally Makovsky.
Oh, fuck. And then like right after that, somebody else commented being like, she's hot and I bet really kinky.
Yeah, I saw that.
Or really yeah. dirty or something.
Imagine if you had thick eyebrows too. Oh, the hate you'd get.
The hate I'd get.
I love the thick eyebrow hate. It's an interesting one.
Do you get a lot of it?
Not a lot of it, but like it is noticeable.
Huh.
It's such a weird angle. Yeah.
They come for anything.
Yeah, they come for anything.
They fucking come for anything.
Do people come for your eyeliner?
Because
my eyebrows are like a very distinct look to me, and I feel like the eyeliner is like a distinct look for you.
They don't really come for the eyeliner. A lot of people say like, oh, like they comment on like me looking like a hood rat bitch and being like, oh, just another like ratchet bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of, yeah.
It's kind of tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You mm-hmm. definitely lean into that.
I definitely lean into that. Yeah.
You figured it out, you know? Mm-hmm. You figured your market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone, does this mean anything to you? I'm like, I thought I knew Gabby pretty well, and then I got this message, and I'm like, is this an obscure reference that I don't know? Did she know anyone who smoked meth inside the Top Gun house in Ocean Slime? Like, is that like a thing? What is this?
That is so specific to where I'm from. No, that's so funny. They shot like a scene in Top Gun. I've never seen Top Gun, but it's like the one
Top
thing.
Top Gun is so... Wait, is Top Gun the one with Tom Cruise?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's... I watched it for the first time, like, a year ago or something. It was playing at Arclight.
I've never seen it.
And it is, like, such a beautiful gay erotica film.
Is it really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
they're, like, playing volleyball in slow-mo on the beach, and it's, like, so sexual and yummy. It's so good.
Is Tom Cruise gay in it?
No, but yes.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. There's, like, the Pride of Oceanside is a scene, or there's like a house there that they shot a scene of Top Gun in, and they kept it there. It's been there for years.
Does anyone live there, or is it
no,
like preserved?
It's preserved, and they did a bunch of construction around it and left the house, and like,
oh my
fucking,
god,
yeah, it's so wild. They painted a big mural of Tom Cruise on the outside of it.
Oh wow,
it's so funny.
Are there
people
any like
smoking meth in that?
I don't know. Are there any notable people from Oceanside? Like, I'm from Long Beach, so it's like Sublime, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, No Doubt.
Really?
No Doubt's from Orange County.
Anaheim, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Oceanside?
Junior Seau.
Who?
He's a football player.
Oh.
Like Samoan football players.
Yeah, I guess if you're... It's hard to really...
Yeah, sports guys.
Bust out the Oceanside.
Yeah,
are you from Oceanside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was born here, and I lived here till I was, like, 4. Mm. And then I was raised in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm. I love that this energy drink is fucking me up, and I can't stop drinking
it. It's fucking me up so bad.
I'm, like, twitching.
I used to take Adderall, and I am fucking railed right now.
Yeah, I used to take Vyvanse.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Mm. Yummy, yummy. I had to stop. I had to stop because I was, like, getting geeked up off the Adderall. And when I stopped taking it, I was, like, so angry. Like, I didn't even realize it, but I was, like... so angry.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Dude took my drugs away from me.
It's so intense. It's fucking crazy. Intense. Oh my God. My favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is good though.
No.
Can't do it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
Someone just said you can't nail jelly to a tree, so that's good.
Thank you.
World War III, !!
We already talked about it.
We know nothing.
Justin Bieber's Yummy came out today. That
yeah,
was,
that's
that
our World
attention.
War III. I will go to war for Justin Bieber.
That's it. That caught my attention.
Do you like watermelons?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Why?
I don't like them. Never liked them.
Weird.
Don't like watermelon juice. Don't like watermelon. The texture fucks me up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, hate it.
Well, I think watermelons, once they're like that, like kind of, sometimes they get too soggy and then it's all fucked. But when they're like nice and crisp and crunchy, that's...
Never been a fan.
Who's your favorite comedian at the moment?
Rory Scovel.
Oh, he's so funny.
Rory Scovel's my favorite.
He used to come... I used to work at this restaurant and he would come in... Or no, I'm actually, that's embarrassing. I'm thinking of,
Crystalia?
No. Who's, why am I blanking? Who's the guy who did the voiceover for Comedy Central? Like, what's his name? Kyle, who did the voice for Comedy Central? Can you Google this? I think, why am I blanking? Yeah.
Wait,
why am I?
Wait, Joel McHale?
No. Kyle Kinane.
Oh, really? I didn't know that he did. Really?
Yeah, he was like the voice.
I was
voice
thinking
of,
Kyle
like,
Kinane when you were saying that, and I was like, well, she would know who that is.
Yeah, no, I couldn't think of it. Okay. He used to come, anyway, not Rory Scovel.
Not Rory Scovel.
Kyle Kinane used to come into the restaurant I worked at.
Rory is my favorite.
It's always weird. Does that happen to you? Because you are in the food service biz.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird? Like, do you see comedians in there
all the time?
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Like successful ones?
Mm-hmm. Rick Glassman comes in.
I love Rick Glassman.
Yeah, he comes in a lot.
Are you friends with him?
No. Who else comes
so you
in?
Don't
Mark
say
Maron
hi when
comes
he...
in all the time. He comes in all the time.
I love Mark Maron.
He's a lot of other ones do too.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I hate the place that you work at.
I fucking hate the place that I work at too,
and it kind of makes me lose respect for those people a little bit.
This has to be the last. I have to be out this year.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
Get out of it.
I have to.
I think good things will come if you allow yourself to be free from that.
Yeah.
That's what I told myself. I said, once I get out of this food service game, things are going to bust open.
This has to be the year.
Because it's a nightmare. Food service in LA is a nightmare.
It's horrible.
Especially when you're pursuing. I mean, it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, right?
I was about to say necessary and evil. Oh boy, I love the English language.
I'm trying to donate my eggs right now so I can make like 12 G's and just kick it for a second.
That would be so tight to just have babies randomly.
It'd be so sick.
And
I just filled out the application
your
today. I know.
Don't do it though.
I want to do it. So I'm going to do it.
But then you're going to get super famous and successful, and then the kids are going to try and come after you.
I love that.
Okay.
Let them come for me.
More celebrity drama.
More celebrity drama. The more the merrier. Oh, I'll take it. That'd be so fun.
That would be pretty fun. But then I'd be like too involved. It's like when you get broken up with, but then you're like still trying to find them.
I would feel like a cool like a weird distant aunt, like spying on them from the outside.
Yeah,
I want it.
But then it's kind of cool because then you get to see what your kids look like with different partners, but you don't have to be involved.
And also, like, I wonder, like, with the nature versus nurture shit, like, how much of them would, like, how much of you would they be?
Yeah.
And it would be interesting.
They just pop out with winged liner.
Tooth gems.
Yeah, they're just, like, clicking their nails, like, okay, sweetie.
Hey,
their first words are, okay, sweetie.
Oh, my God. That would be my baby.
Where can I catch you if I'm in Canada?
Nowhere. I can't get into Canada. Yeah. I have a DUI. So
sorry.
Sorry, not going to Canada anytime soon.
What else is there?
Why Canada?
I don't know. I want to go to Canada. A Canadian comedian. That sucks. You can't go to Canada.
I know. 10 years.
10 years.
Yes, baby.
Time to build that Canadian material. It's 10 years of really.
Yep.
Working it. Okay. Those are all the people send in dumb questions. I'm like, I can't even get that.
Come on, guys.
How long has it been, Anthony? Whoa.
Yummy.
I'm very impressed.
Yummy.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just like, I don't know. Time is a mystery. What is going on with you? What's the current Gabby?
Literally, besides trying to donate my eggs, that's it.
That's it? That's
all I've been thinking about for like the past few days. I'm like, I just got
to
donate.
I'm trying
things.
To learn sign language right now.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
How?
YouTube. There's this guy who teaches sign language on YouTube.
Why?
So I watch his videos and it's crazy because...
How much time are you spending doing this?
An hour.
A day?
A day.
Are you actually?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it literally twice. So by the time this airs, I probably have like quit sign language altogether.
So was it like today and yesterday that you started?
Okay. Yeah. But I've also been like binge watching My 600 Pound Life.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What else have I been doing lately? What other? You know what? 2020, I'm just picking up bad habits. Instead of making resolutions, I'm like, let's just go full fledged on the other side. Do you watch My 600 Pound Life?
I've seen episodes. I don't like avidly watch it. You know, I watch My Strange Addiction a lot.
Yeah,
fucked up.
TLC has really figured out what people love, and it's the darkest.
When I was really little, I loved A Baby Story.
What's that?
You never watched A Baby Story? I was obsessed with it. Oh my god, it was just like taking you through the life of women having babies.
I was that sounds boring.
It was. I loved it. I was like seven, and I was like, I gotta watch A Baby Story. I don't know why.
I feel like My 600 Pound Life and I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant are very similar shows.
Ooh, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant is
because
so
My
good.
600 Pound Life is just one surprise shit away from being I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
That's so fucking funny.
Because I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant is always people who are overweight who accidentally poop out a baby.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So they're very similar shows.
Then there are the weird ones, though, where they're really thin. And like go into labor and they're like, I was smoking meth and drinking the whole time. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then the babies are okay.
It's crazy. I know. It's like if I happen to get pregnant anytime soon, like there's.
Would you keep it?
Yeah, I think I would.
Would you really?
I think so.
If you got pregnant tonight, would you? And finally you were pregnant in a month, would you? You would keep it?
I think so.
I'm so crazy. I would too.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking crazy.
Because I think
nobody ever admits it, but I would too.
Yeah, no, I think it would just be interesting.
It's
so
fucked.
And I think I would be like a pretty decent mom. And I also think because people always go, because I always kind of like joke around about it. Like I'll tell my guy friends, I'm like, do you want to get me pregnant? Like I want to have a baby while I'm young. And they're like, don't you, like that would just ruin your comedy career. And I'm like, I don't think it would because I could perform for 8 to 9 months while I'm pregnant.
Absolutely.
And developing and blossoming. And then I would have the baby and, you know, my mom's around.
Yeah.
She'll help watch it. And like, I'll be around during the day. I'll have a great chunk of material.
This is fucking me up because now you're like convincing me. I'm like, wait, now I need to get pregnant.
Yeah. I think it would be good for me.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not
this
trying to, but like what
now
happens in Vegas stays in my womb, you know.
Fuck, it wouldn't be that bad. You're right.
But
I don't have any money though, so that would be hard.
No,
I have no money.
Yeah, maybe you can get the baby a job at the restaurant you work at.
I could do that. I could do. Yeah,
you'd be a little bar back
when I or like when I donate eggs, I can use that money to fund my actual baby.
Ooh, wow, it's kind of like Toms for babies. It's like you buy a pair of Toms and you give a pair to someone in Africa.
Oh,
you can name the baby Tom.
Oh, I don't know about that name, but
Tom?
I can do it. Tom, yeah.
Do you know any Toms?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you? Oh, Tom Allen,
but he goes by
Chad. No,
Chad Allen.
Chad. My middle name is Allen.
Yeah, I love that. I think it explains so much. I have a new joke where I talk about our name. I don't believe. I know you believe in astrology and crystals and all that.
I wouldn't say
you dabble.
Heavy.
You're a dabbler.
I dabble. I like to read about me.
Yeah, yeah. It's like only for narcissistic purposes.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Not asking other people their sign unless it has to do with you.
Or trying to exactly. I'm not trying to sign their, you know. I just want to know about me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I don't believe in astrology, but I do heavily believe in names. Like, I think names have meaning the same way people think stars do.
Do you fucking really?
I do. Because wild. I think for the most, because you know how some people are like, like I'm a Virgo, but I'm like, oh, I don't really like feel like a Virgo. Like, I think for the most part, like a lot of people, like I'll use my dad as an example, Larry. It's not short for Lawrence. It's just Larry. I think if it was originally a Lawrence, he would have turned out to be a much different person. He would have had a real job and a, like a real 401k and all that. But as a Larry, I think you just have a mentality of being like, whatever, I'm Larry. Fucking, I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
And so,
damn.
But I think there's some Larrys out there who are super successful.
Larry David.
Larry David.
Is he Lawrence?
I don't know.
Huh.
Anthony?
Is he Lawrence David?
Lawrence David. That would be weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's certain Larry. Like, I don't think it applies anyway, but that's my theory. Yeah. Is your name Gabrielle?
Yeah, it's Gabrielle. Gabrielle. I've never been. Is it Lawrence or is it just Larry?
He's Lawrence yeah, David. Yeah, see, that's why. There, my there theory is proven. Yeah, like Allison, like I know you're a lot of Allisons and they're Allison. So annoying. Like Allisons are like nurses.
Did
or
anybody
like
ever
dentists.
Call you Allison?
No.
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 Why do they do that to us?
I don't know. But Allie, I'm like, oh, I'm definitely an Allie.
Yeah.
You meet an Allie and you're like, oh, you have done Molly with a stranger in an Allie.
That's so true.
And that is part of my journey.
That's part of your journey.
To become an Allie.
You're sober now.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No more Molly, but I'm going on this rave cruise.
Are you gonna...
I'm not going to do Molly, but I mean, I'm not going to. But
the thing, how do you have fun when you're like, I'm trying to get sober. I've been trying to do this.
Yeah.
And how do I have fun?
I think it's hard. Like as a concept, it's really hard.
Right.
But I think you have to like allow yourself the time to figure it out on how you have fun being sober. Cause like this is said a lot. Like people will like dabble in trying to get sober and they'll be like, but how am I supposed to have a champagne toast at my wedding? And it's like, bitch, you don't even have a boyfriend right now. Like, why are you thinking about that? You know what I mean?
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, well, if I ever get a boyfriend, like how are we gonna go out and drink if I don't drink?
Yeah, so it's like things like that, like you don't know until you're like doing it. And so I think when I first got sober, I think luckily I surrounded myself with a lot of other sober people I met that were fun, like people that I was attracted to.
Yeah.
And so I started hanging out with them. And so it made me more comfortable to like go out and do things that I would normally do drinking.
Yeah.
But sober. And then I think after a while you just realize like it's not as hard as it seems. And I think for me personally, like I'd rather lose 10% of the fun I could have than wake up the next day with like that feeling of just like disgust and like existential dread.
Yeah.
So I'd rather like turn the fun down 10-20% than wake up feeling completely miserable,
which I have done so many times.
I do. Yeah, every time I go out to drink I always wake up being I don't deserve to live.
Yeah,
what am I doing
so
with
bad.
My life? But I'm going on this rave cruise and it's kind of like I was thinking about it and I'm like not into rave stuff, but I'm like
with?
I'm performing.
Oh really?
Yeah.
On a rave cruise.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know how it is.
Stand up on a rave
cruise. I know. I'm like, who goes to comedy
nightmare.
On a rave cruise? We'll see.
How long is the cruise?
5 days.
Fuck. Are you performing every night?
Two nights.
Only two nights.
But I was like, here's the thing. I'm going on this rave cruise. Do I want to be the person who's like wearing my normal outfits and just like chilling alone and being like, whatever? No, I'm going to like fully try and have fun. So I like went shopping. I bought all these like rave clothes.
You have to. I feel like also that's very on brand for you.
And it's like, yeah, but it's like I don't want to, like if I can choose to have, I think that's what it is, being sober gives me the choice.
Yeah,
I feel like when I'm drinking I don't have a choice. I'm just like, I have fun, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm the party animal, I'm gonna do everything.
Yeah.
Whatever people are down for, I'm down for. And now that I'm sober I have the choice. I'm like, okay, I can either go all in on this rave cruise or I can just like chill in my room
right
and like not be involved.
It does, it takes a lot more, it takes pressure off of a lot of situations, I think, when you are sober, when you are like actively sober and making the decision to
what
be
do you
sober.
Mean
like I don't even know what I mean, actually. My heart is racing.
I know. I'm like...
I'm disassociating.
I'm like stuttering. I'm like...
I don't even know what... Where am I? What am I trying to say? Like... Yeah, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. But anyway.
I was on there.
They do have AA meeting. Or I think it's... I don't think it's like AA specific. I think it's just like a general 12-step meeting that they have on cruise ships. I think a lot of cruises have 12-step meetings on the ship. And I'm bringing my friend with me who's also sober. So we're going to do that. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people. There's like a big sober, like Burning Man group. There's really? Meetings at Coachella. They have 12-step meetings at Coachella.
Fucking really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
No shit.
Yeah. So there's like a big community, but it's like, it's one of those things where I think before I got sober, it seemed so impossible to me because I only knew people who did drink because that's what my interests were.
Yeah.
And so it's like once I got sober, I realized like my world didn't get smaller. It got bigger because I still have my friends who drink and I still like, and now I have my friends who don't drink and it's like, it's nice, but it does feel kind of like Hannah Montana-y.
Right.
Because I'll want to have like a birthday party or something or like whatever at my house. And I'm like bringing, like inviting my sober friends and inviting like my comic friends and my other friends. And it's like this weird... Like, it almost feels like a double life, even though I'm not, like, secretive about it. It just feels like a weird thing, but it's, like, it's chill.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm so sick of being sloppy.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, getting sloppier, like, the older I get. And, like, now that I drink more, I'm, like, I'm so sick of forgetting conversations and being sloppy. And being,
oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
And recently, people have been telling me, like, you're sloppy drunk. And I'm, like,
oh. That hurts.
That fucking hurts. Yeah. That hurts. And I'm like, I don't want to be that.
Yeah. I remember I used to go to the Comedy Store when I was underage and I would like drink so much there and they didn't know that I was underage at the time. And so I thought it was like extra like exciting and cool. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I would not remember what I did or said. And I was just like, oh, this is so embarrassing. And I have to go back the next night for the open mic. And I was just like, who did I talk to?
Yeah. Somebody literally told me that the other day about somebody that like one of the door guys at the Comedy Store, I guess, said that I was there and I was like really sloppy recently. And I was like,
yeah,
what did I fucking do?
Yeah.
What did I do? It's so embarrassing. Yeah. I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
2020. We'll see what happens.
Also, I keep saying this and then I'll like go out and get fucked up and I'm like, okay, well, no, next time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
My friend's having a birthday tomorrow night and I'm like, dude,
you should just try to like challenge, like just as like don't never say forever.
Yeah,
because like even when people ask me like, oh, are you gonna stay sober, I'm like, I don't know. You're like, are you gonna do Molly on the cruise? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
who's to say?
Yeah,
like maybe one day I'll want to do Molly, maybe one day I'll want to drink, but like,
I know, putting forever on it makes it
feel terrible. Yeah, you're and like, that I makes don't want to be sober forever.
Right,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
It is very much like a one day at a time kind of thing, I guess.
But you should try just as like a fun challenge.
A fun challenge to myself.
Just see like for your friend's birthday tomorrow, just be like, just for tonight, I'm not going to drink and see how it goes and how you feel.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean you can't drink the next night.
Yeah. It's true.
But just for that one night, you should see.
Yeah.
It might be like, you might be like, oh, I actually kind of like that. Or like, oh, I really didn't like that.
And then if I really didn't like it, then I can just go get fucking go super get hammered.
The next night, yeah.
The Comedy
Trial
Store.
Trial and error.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
What else do you want to say?
What else? Fucking nothing.
Yeah. Are you into murders?
Into murders? Mm-hmm. Like, would I be into murdering?
Maybe, potentially, or like just other people who have murdered.
Yeah, I am into other people that have murdered. I would never be able to murder.
Me neither.
Absolutely not.
I was talking with a comic at the Rec Room the other night, and we were talking about, did you see Don't Fuck With Cats? That Netflix.
No, is it? I've heard of it. What?
It's pretty good. It's weird.
What's it about?
I have a lot of thoughts on it. It's about these people on Facebook who, there was a video posted online of this guy killing cats. And so there was like a Facebook group made and these people started to like super hardcore investigate him on Facebook. And he started killing more animals and they were like, he's gonna move on to people, like
this,
that's just the next step. And so they figured out like who he was and where he was living, and the cops didn't take them seriously, and he did end up killing a guy, and the cops finally like were on to him, and then they got involved with the Facebook people, and then eventually he got found. But I was talking about the documentary? I don't know. We were talking about don't fuck with cats, and then we were talking about if we were to murder, what our style would be. Because I've watched a lot of Law & Order SVU. Okay. I've watched a lot of Forensic Files, Dateline. So I know a lot of murder techniques. And so he's telling me his elaborate murder plan. And then he was like, and what about yours? And I'm like, I just don't think I could do it. And he was like, come on, you got to give me something. And I'm like, I couldn't. I don't think I could. I would feel bad. I get really like, I feel too bad.
If it came down to it. Yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't be able to do it if it came down to it.
I'd have to be like, oh, self-defense.
You don't think you could? I couldn't murder somebody, but you can't even think about how you would murder them.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't picture it. I think it would have to be something like a quick knife to the throat.
I'd have to shoot him. I'd have to shoot somebody.
No, guns scare me.
Guns scare me too, but it would be the quickest way because I wouldn't want to do anything like too hands-on.
Yeah, I don't want to have to look at them.
No, I know. That's why I would just like get a gun and be like,
yeah.
And like, and then
guns
I'd
are
run
so
away.
Loud though; it'd freak me out. And then, I don't know.
What is it? What do they do on a death row, or on a
execute?
On the execution, how do they like inject them with something?
Oh yeah.
Maybe I could do that.
Okay.
That's peaceful.
Yeah, a soft murder.
A nice, yeah, just a.
Can nice I, little gentle murder.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. God, can you imagine like brutally murdering
I know.
Someone?
There would just be too much blood, and that's a lot of cleaning.
Oh, and it's just like so much like,
so much
terrible.
Cleaning. I'm like, I only have a Swiffer dry. I don't have a wet Swiffer. That's going to be a problem.
And I'm not very good at cleaning.
I'm going to have to buy a lot of pads.
No, a lot of pads.
Speaking of, I'm about to start my period.
I just ended mine.
I was on, you know what sucks? I would rather have my period on New Year's than be about to get it because I was having such an existential crisis on January 1st.
Why?
I was just overthinking everything because I didn't like my sets the night before. And I was like, how am I supposed to be doing these headlining shows like if I can't even do 20 minutes and feel good about it? Which it was like,
oh, no.
I've literally done 20 minutes so many times and I typically like them. But just this particular show, I was like, no, I'm supposed to do this. I was like, should I call my agent and tell them to cancel my shows? And I was like,
fuck.
I'm going to be fine. But I was just like, what am I doing? And then I looked at my period app and I was like, oh, that makes sense. I'm going to start my period.
It really changes everything.
It's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. I go mental.
Mental in it.
So mental.
Maybe it's mental illness.
So fucking mental. I know.
Maybe it's mental illness in it.
It's so bad,
though. It's bad, yeah.
I like fight with people a lot. I'm like so depressed.
And then I just like want to cry out of nowhere. Like someone will be like,
oh my God.
Someone will be like, oh, that jacket's interesting. Is it new? And I'm like, why would you say that?
And
I've
tried
it for 4 months.
I try not to believe it either. I'm like, no, it's not. I don't want to believe that women get emotional on their periods. And then I'm like, no, we.
But it's true. It'd be like that.
It fucking be like that.
What a way to end this.
What a fucking way
to
end
this. I think
we're
ending it. Does that feel good to you? Do you feel good about this?
I feel good.
Okay.
Do you feel good?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel fucked up.
I feel fucked up. That really started hitting me. I feel like now I'm on Molly.
Like, what am I supposed to do now?
I don't know. Run around in circles?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know. That started. Ooh.
I feel like this is like a gateway drug to cocaine.
To meth.
And meth.
Really,
yeah. And
to
speed.
Meth.
All
yeah.
of it.
I know. My head is spinning. I'm like not exuding a lot of energy, but on the inside, I'm like.
Yeah. I feel like I want to work out, but the only workout I want to do is parkour. I'm like jogging,
so
no parkour.
Parkour, that sounds so
yeah.
Like,
should we do it?
Should we go do some parkour?
Yeah,
there's
we'll
a pool
it.
Outside.
Oh, we have a moat.
We have a moat.
Okay, we'll do that. Do you have anything? Do you have like a website or Instagram?
Just an Instagram, really. I don't have a website.
Plug that Instagram.
Gabby Lamby, GabbyLamby.
Yummy.
There we are. Yummy.
We love it.
Always
thank
on.
You.
Mwah.
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 Mwah. Mwah. I love you. Say it back.
I love you.
Okay.
Are we done?